The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Lobontoni. Scientists say footprints found in New Mexico were made 22,000 years ago.
I'm Tony Kornheiser by Bud Grant.
Oh, wow. Now you
That's
found.
That's who made them.
You got off Ubi.
Yeah.
And you're on to
got
Bud
off Ubi,
Grant.
Got off Louie. Bud Grant is amazing.
He
in
is.
The middle of the winter, he's still in shirt sleeves in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I mean, he's amazing.
Yeah.
I think he's 94.
People
That's
can
something.
Think they're Welcome. A tough guy. Bud Grant is a tough
he's
guy.
Tough guy. Tough guy. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, baseball gets intense. The Sixers say they are still optimistic about Ben Simmons. And LeBron says he's vaccinated. But we begin today with the Cowboys dominating the Eagles last night, 41-21. Dak Prescott was terrific. He completed over 80% of his passes, 3 for touchdowns. Wilbon, what is your biggest takeaway from this game?
I have one takeaway, and it's not very big. The Dallas Cowboys, at home, playing at home, beat an inferior Philadelphia Eagles team like they should have. Do you have the Eagles being any good this year so far? Even though they want to have a nice opener against Atlanta, Atlanta team. Right. So you don't have the Eagles being any good. Dak Prescott is back. He's got his money, got his health, at least for now, knock on wood. They're playing at home. Shouldn't the Dallas Cowboys win that game? Yes.
Yeah.
They should.
Sure. That's why they're favored.
So
that's
I'm
one
not
going to
take away a dynasty for the Dallas Cowboys because they beat the Eagles at home in week 3.
Okay. So I've got 3 takeaways, so stop me anytime you want. It doesn't really matter. I'm okay with that. My first takeaway is that Dak Prescott, when healthy, is really a lot better this year than Andy Dalton was last year. That he's accurate. He's strong. He's a leader. Amazingly, he may be worth the money because they look a lot better with him than they looked
that's
in a long
takeaway.
Time.
That's one takeaway. What's the next one?
Okay, that's one. My second takeaway is that Dan Quinn is a big addition as a defensive coordinator. He may not have been a great head coach, but he is obviously a great defensive coordinator. They're all over the field. They're flying around. They've held people to 17-21 in their last 2 games. And I'll tell you that if you allow 17-21, you can win most games. Can't win them all. You can win most games. And my third takeaway dovetails with your takeaway, which is that Dallas probably should sail through the NFC East because it still stinks. Okay, the Giants stink. Washington, who was supposed to be built on defense, went up to Buffalo and got shredded. They gave up 43 points. And what you saw from Philadelphia is they're not particularly good. And Jalen Hurts, we don't know if he's pro quarterback yet. We don't know. So those are my all takeaways.
Tony, I wouldn't argue with any of those. Dan Quinn, I mean, 17-21 doesn't make you Buddy Ryan of the 85 Bears just yet.
Not yet.
Or Bill Parcells of the Giants. It doesn't make you that.
But wasn't he at Seattle at one point?
Wait.
Wasn't he at Seattle?
Tony, yes, I think he's a terrific coach. I'm just saying, the takeaway from every single game now is supposed to be monumental. Remember early in the early years of PTI, back when your hair, you had more of it and I had some hair, maybe not even some, and we played a game called Big Deal, Little Deal, No Deal at All.
Right.
Well, if we applied that to the Dallas Cowboys, despite what was being said everywhere else, Big Deal, Little Deal, No Deal at All. It's a little deal.
Well, let me say this. Let me say what I'm going to say about the Cowboys now is something that I have said about the Lakers and something that I've said about the Yankees, that their sports are more exciting and better when those two teams are good. The Cowboys are not a great team. They're not a Super Bowl team. But football is better served when the Cowboys are at least good enough to justify being on national TV all the time, which they are even when they stink.
They actually are. They'll justify it. The baseball playoffs. Might as well start tonight. Tone, we got some urgency. 5 American League teams in the wild card hunt, 4 separated by just 2.5 games. the Yankees and the Blue Jays are two of those teams, and they start a three-game set tonight. So, the regular season ends Sunday. Which two teams do you think will earn the playoff berths?
Yeah, now I know that the Red Sox were beaten three times by the Yankees. I understand that. I look at the Red Sox schedule, and I like that schedule.
Yeah.
They've got three games against Baltimore, the worst team in the American League. They got three games against Washington, terrible team since the trade deadline, okay? Now look at the Yankees, and you talk about the Yankees at Toronto for three. They have to win two of those. They really do have to win two of those games. I think they got Gerrit Cole in the first game. I think they have to do that because Toronto then, I don't know who Toronto closes with. It doesn't matter. The Yankees close with Tampa. And Tampa hates their guts.
Yeah,
and if Tampa
got
can boot them out,
Toronto's got Baltimore.
They'll happily
they can
do
well.
It.
Yeah.
So we've talked about this before. The two best stories are Toronto and Seattle.
Yeah.
Seattle's got five games left at home, two against Oakland. They've won eight out of their last nine against Oakland and three against a bad team, the Angels. So that, I think Boston for certain, and I don't know the others.
You know who's going to make it? You know who's going to make it? This is, and this goes against every fiber of my being. The Sox and the Yanks are going to make it. That's what's going to happen. The Sox have nothing. The Sox would be more threatened by a AAA team. They would be. They got the O's and the Nats. Please get them out of here. They should get a bye. That's a bye. If the Boston Red Sox can't go out and win four out of six, absolutely. Five out of six, probably. They get the first spot. And then the Yanks are going to figure out a way to scrape by two out of three against Toronto. That's what they're going to do. And it's going to be the Sox and the Yanks and the network people in Bristol, Connecticut can go crazy. Yeah. And the rest of us can just say, please get them out of here.
Let me tell you what I'm looking for. First of all, Cole doesn't go in the first game. He goes in the second game. Gerrit Cole. Here's what I'm looking for, Mike. A lot of ties. The more people, the better. Three teams, a three-team tie or a four-team tie.
It'll go on forever,
I watched a piece that Buster Olney did today, and there's apparently you can sort of pick and choose. Do I want to play in the first game? Do I want to sit out the first game? Do I want to play in the second game? It was beyond my level of competence to understand, but I liked it because what you're going to get is pre-wild card games followed by wild card games, and I enjoy that.
It's a knockout copy
games.
Of the NBA play-in. It's a copy.
Good.
It really is. And everybody ripped that at first, and so maybe it's not so bad.
I thought you and I never ripped that. I thought we liked
that. I was undecided, and then I came around late.
I liked it. I like knockout games. All right, next story, speaking of the NBA. The Philadelphia 76ers opened camp yesterday, and Ben Simmons was not there. He wants out. But GM Daryl Morey put a happy face on it, and he said reconciliation is possible. He used the example of Aaron Rodgers still being in Green Bay. The Athletic quoted a source close to Simmons saying that analogy is on, I quote, total bull bleep, unquote. Well, do you think the Sixers really expect Simmons to be back?
I think they're really trying. I'm sure they're really trying. I know Doc Rivers wants Ben Simmons. I know Daryl Morey wants Ben Simmons. I understand that. He's worth wanting. Now, let's set that aside. Ben Simmons don't need to be in Philadelphia, okay? I mean, Daryl and Doc have had their great successes not in Philadelphia, but they know what it's like. Doc Rivers played in the NBA for forever. He knows what it's like to go to Philly, all right? With the emotional difficulties or psychological, whatever they are, the difficulties that Ben Simmons has at 6'9 and a half, taking a shot, a layup over 5'6" Trae Young suggests there are difficulties that he will have a difficult time getting past. Philadelphia ain't the place for that. I don't wish that he has to go someplace else. I just wish him to get out of Philadelphia so he can find his basketball sanity sooner rather than later. And there's got to be a deal that will make the Sixers whole or close to whole or maybe even better. That's not about draft picks because the Sixers can win or threaten to win now. But, Tony, I don't want to see that kid have to live like that in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I gave you two deals the other day, two deals in the East. They could trade him straight up for Kyrie Irving at Brooklyn. They could trade him straight up for Bradley Beal in Washington, except neither of those guys are vaccinated. So that makes it a little dicier. Let me get back to the original point, because I sat and watched this thing. I watched Daryl Morey sitting there grinning like a Cheshire cat, trying to be a used car salesman, jacking up the price for Ben Simmons. You know, I watched Doc Rivers trying to rewrite his own history, and what he said. And I watched Joel Embiid, who to me always says in every press conference, it was my fault. But he doesn't really believe that. I think when he says he wants to play with Ben Simmons, I don't think he really means that. But let me get to the analogy, because I love the analogy to Aaron Rodgers.
Great analogy.
This is not apples to apples, no. Mike. Aaron Rodgers was never booed in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl in Green Bay. Ben Simmons is booed in Philadelphia, and he never won anything in Philadelphia. So it's different. He should go. It's not the right spot for him.
Green Bay is not Philadelphia. That's where the analogy breaks down. I like the analogy, except for the part where Green Bay and Philadelphia, one is equal. No, they're not equal.
No.
Ben Simmons,
no.
If Ben Simmons has to stay in Philly and play this year, it will be like a jail sentence, because they're going to treat him so badly that there's no way this kid can have peace of mind there.
Mike,
I don't wish that on
him.
They
hate him. They hate him and they blame him. It's a terrible combination in Philadelphia. Yep. It's terrible.
It is.
And I love Philadelphia. My kid went to school. I love it. It's a terrible combination. Let's take a break. But coming up, the Broncos and the Raiders are both unbeaten. Are they the new powers in the AFC?
And would Ole Miss upsetting Alabama Saturday be good or bad for the college football season? We won't know, because it ain't going to happen.
If they turn on you in Philadelphia.
That's it. You're done.
It never comes back. Never.
But I ain't wishing that on this kid.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Time for toss-up. Two men enter. One man leaves, finishes the show, wanders the neighborhood, egging his neighbor's houses, then calls it a night. Is that what you do in the mean streets of Bethesda, Wilmont, egg houses? What's first?
Toss-up. Which 3-0 AFC West team do you trust more, the Broncos or the Raiders?
Okay, I cannot trust the Broncos.
Right.
They haven't played anybody.
They haven't.
They played the dregs of the league. They played the Giants, the Jaguars, and the Jets. That's 0-9 all the way around. So even though their defense has been great, it's been at the expense of three teams that are terrible on offense. I have the numbers right here. Number 25, number 27, and number 32. So you cannot trust them yet, which forces me to say that my answer is the Raiders. At least the Raiders, I think they played Baltimore. They played the Steelers. They played the Dolphins. They're not good, the Steelers and the Dolphins.
Baby.
But they're better than the teams that I just mentioned. And Derek Carr has so far, I think he leads the league in total yards. But I'll be honest, Mike. I'll be honest. If you ask me right now to rate the AFC West, I got those teams behind the Chiefs and the Chargers.
Yeah, I don't have behind the
Chiefs.
Even
with the record being 3-0.
No, dynasty of one. I mean, everybody's going to wind up looking a little sillier on that than they thought. Dynasty of one. I guess I got to go with the Raiders, too. Although Denver... We've seen the Denver Broncos be able to get far afield with a really good defense and a good quarterback. Now, this quarterback is not Elway or Manning, but Teddy Bridgewater is pretty good.
He's good.
And he's got that defense, and maybe he'll listen and not try to do too much and not be insulted by the title of game manager. So I'm going to go the other way. Even though logic says the Raiders, I'm gonna ride with Denver for a little while, even though they've beaten no one, as you chronicled.
We'll know by Sunday night.
A little bit
because
more.
Because the Broncos play the Ravens and the Raiders play the Chargers. We'll have a better idea Sunday night. Next.
Toss up, they play on Saturday. Better winner for the college football season, Ole Miss or Alabama?
It's Ole Miss. It's Ole Miss because of Lane Kiffin, because he's a former assistant to Nick Saban. And Nick Saban at the moment is 23-0 against his former assistants, winning each game by an average of 25 points. If Lane Kiffin, and I don't think they can beat Alabama, but if Lane Kiffin could beat Alabama, the story is fantastic because every opening in college football, somebody would say, how about Lane Kiffin next year? Or how about Lane Kiffin next week? That could happen. And college football so far this year has not gone according to form. Alabama did almost lose. Ohio State lost. Clemson lost. Texas A&M lost. So the possibility's out there. And you know who's going to be at that game? Arch Manning. Lane Kiffin is dying to recruit this kid. If he beats Alabama in front of Arch Manning and the Manning family, that's a big step.
You just said, you started this by saying the answer is Mississippi because of Lane Kiffin. The answer is Alabama because of Lane Kiffin. There's nothing to be proud of if you're a college footballer or any other sport for Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin's a clown. Lane Kiffin has been an embarrassment at multiple stops. I mean, nobody's going to run out there and say, yeah, I want Lane Kiffin right here on the logo representing me. The answer's Alabama, Tony. Lane Kiffin's a cute little story for guys like us who have to talk about sports every day, and we can come in Monday and say, ha, 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 Lane Kiffin. Once again, Lane Kiffin equals embarrassment at some point wherever he is. Alabama.
Well, he hasn't been at Ole Miss. He hasn't been an embarrassment
yet. I said at some point.
They're
he
ranked.
Ain't finished his tenure yet.
They're ranked. No, I think that's a better newspaper story for sure.
Yeah.
I still think newspaper stories. Prompter, that's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Tom Brady has a thought about his return to New England.
And LeBron James says the Lakers are on track to be fully vaccinated by opening night. Well, that's good.
By the way, did you see LeBron with the Manning family last night?
Yeah.
Did you see him?
Yes.
It was good.
LeBron had too much inside knowledge on football.
He was.
And he read the defense. He talked about zone versus man. He called it out live.
And he said, let's run the ball.
Yeah.
And he was right.
He was right.
A touchdown.
He was right.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 67th birthday, Steve Largent. Largent is the greatest receiver in the history of the Seahawks, and he's an original Seahawk, joining the team when they started in 1976. Largent had been a fourth-round pick that year by the Houston Oilers, and they traded him to Seattle for an eighth-round pick at the end of training camp. So clearly, Largent wasn't held in high enough esteem. Largent caught passes from Dave Craig and Jim Zorn in the days when Seattle was more of an outpost than it is now. Seattle never made the Super Bowl in Largent's time from 1976 to 1989. Largent twice led the NFL in receiving yards and caught 100 touchdown passes. For that and 7 Pro Bowl appearances, Largent was elected to the Hall of Fame, was named to the NFL's 100 all-time team, and had his number 80 retired by the Seahawks.
Largent really is Mr. Seahawk. Tony, If Russell Wilson had completed that drive to win a second Super Bowl, maybe Wilson gets ahead and maybe forevermore of Largent. But they're tied at one. I don't know how good Seattle could ever be the rest of Wilson's career. And so I think Largent still sits in the seat, don't you? For right now, anyway. Russell Wilson moving up behind him. Ken Griffey Jr. higher than Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but Ken Griffey Jr. did not play for the Seahawks, did he?
I mean, Mr. Seattle.
Happy anniversary, Seattle Sebastian Janikowski. On this day 13 years ago, then Raiders coach, your boy Lane Kiffin, sent Janikowski onto the field to try a 76-yard field goal.
Dope.
Janikowski had the strongest leg in the league, but not strong enough to nail one from his own 34. Although it is claimed he kicked an 82-yard field goal at his high school practice in Daytona, Florida. Seabass is second all-time in field goals made over 50 yards in a career 58. The problem with trying one from 76 yards is the potential return. One of the most famous plays in college football is the kick six Auburn used to beat Alabama. Just 2 days ago, Arizona's Matt Prater attempted a 68-yard field goal, and Jacksonville's Jamal Agnew returned it 109 yards for a touchdown. By the way, Kiffin was fired 2 days after this folly.
You know, Tony, the danger, the risk of trying one from 76 is the field goal, is the field position you give up to the other team if there's time left on the clock. But it just illustrates again, Lane Kiffin.
You love him, right?
No,
am I misreading your body language?
Yeah, you
are. Happy trails, Brandon Belt. The San Francisco Giants first baseman fractured his left thumb last night while trying to bunt in the seventh inning, and he's out indefinitely. Belt squared to bunt was hit by a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Why Belt was trying to bunt is a good question, because he did it on his own. Belt, who leads the Giants in home runs with 29 in just 97 games, fractured the same thumb when he was hit by a pitch in 2014, and he ended up missing almost 8 weeks. Losing Belt would be a big blow to the Giants, who are 2 games ahead of the Dodgers in the NL West and have the most wins in all of baseball, 102. Since August 24th, which is a little over a month, Belt has the third highest OPS in the majors, behind only Bryce Harper and Juan Soto.
Yeah, Belt also leads the Giants in home runs, Tony. And, I mean, if they have him out of the lineup, maybe he can play. Maybe he will have learned something in the time that he had to deal with this injury once before, this same injury. He's bunting because he's a great player. He doesn't have to be told when to try to make a smart play. It backfired, but I hope he's somehow able to get out there. I hate to see the Giants without him.
That could end up to be the worst bunt attempt in the history of baseball.
Costly.
Because he's that important.
Costly, he is.
Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
LeBron says he's vaccinated and all of the Lakers are on track to be by opening night. Your thoughts?
It's a nice first step, Tony. We're not going to judge the Lakers ultimately by vaccination. We're going to judge them whether they win or not. First step, to have them all there. Tom Brady told Jim Gray his return to New England is not a time to reminisce. Do you agree?
I do. I mean, he's there to win a football game, but I think when he walks into that stadium, feelings of reminiscence are going to wash over him. When he sees that crowd, all those years he played for them, you can't help it. Connecticut Sun forward Jonquel Jones was named WNBA MVP. Is that a good choice?
Yes, Tony. She was one vote short of unanimity, and she was a dominant player on the best team in the league, the Sun. So, yes, great choice. Phillies at the Braves for three starting tonight. How many does Philly need to win?
So let me think about this for a second. Three. Wait, let me reconsider. Three. One more time. Three. Last one, Brewers at Cardinals tonight. 17 in a row for the boogeyman?
Yeah, they get Wainwright the 17th victory, Tony. Keep them in the Cy Young chase at the very least. And then who knows what they'll do for the rest of the regular season.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.